This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to In Focus. I'm Roger Gray. It's good to have you with us, and it is good to welcome Holly Jones, Pets for People, to the program. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here, and boy, howdy, do you guys need help?
We do. We are like so many shelters and across the country right now. Mm-hmm. It's not just East Texas, but of course, Texas is the number one state with overcrowding and abandonment of animals, but we are full. We just had a mom and three puppies dumped off yesterday.
Oh,
so
gee.
About 80 dogs, 30 puppies, and a room full of kittens.
Well, the dogs, I'm more of a dog guy, but let's go back to the beginning. It used to be known as the Humane Society.
Yes.
And it still is.
It still is. Yeah. Of course, we were the original animal control for the city of Tyler back in 1953.
I didn't realize
that. We were located originally at the end of North Broadway down there. And we did, of course, we had Smith County, we had the city of Tyler, and then we had private drop-offs, from what I understand. That was before my time.
Well, yeah.
In 1968, lucky enough to move out to where we are right now, which is on Old Kilgore Highway. We have approximately 4 acres out there.
Yeah.
We have 3 kennels that are inside, outside, heated, cool, and then 2 fenced-in dog parks that are great for training, for running and playing, and we have outside visitation areas.
And for letting them bark outside
instead of
inside. Yes.
They do. We want them to exhibit their true personality. So they can do that. And that was 1968. Mm-hmm. And we, at that time, still did city and county. From what I understand, there's still a gate that would open where people could put animals through the gate.
Oh.
And they'd come to work and have rabbits and chickens and everything. Now we no longer offer that service, and we are
non-profit.
No more chickens. Dogs and cats. And in 2010, we became total non-kill, which, of course, we split ties with the city and the county. Mm-hmm. We're independent of them.
Right.
We work strictly on donations. We don't get any government support whatsoever.
Okay.
And, but that's it. And since 1968, the stats are that we've either vetted or rehomed over 80,000 pets.
Wow.
It's a lot. It's an honor to be a part of it.
We've gotten 2 from you guys over the years. I used to live up here, and I've come back to do some news here. But when we lived up in Lindale, we adopted actually a couple of dogs.
Okay.
From Gail, your predecessor.
Yes, yes.
It's a marvelous facility.
Oh, it
really is. I mean, if you go to your page, we just lost a dog about 3 months ago.
I'm so
wonderful
sorry.
Wonderful old girl who was with us for years. My daughter picked her out when my daughter was little. Picked her out of a litter. And my wife is over the grieving now. And she said, I think I'm ready for another dog. I said, well, I know where we need to go.
Yes. I've got 10 puppies that are ready to go home right now.
I was looking at the picture. If you go to the website at Pets for People, that's F-U-R, you will see a variety. Every one of them is cute.
They are.
Even the pit bulls, they're cute.
They are. And I'm telling you, it is, of course, my background is my husband was a veterinarian here in Tyler.
Ah.
At an animal clinic for 45 years.
Really?
We have 5 children, now have 10 grandbabies, but my husband passed away suddenly with COVID last year.
Oh, no.
Leaving me to find a new direction in life, praying about the next steps I should take, and got the call for this open position from Gail to step in. And I love the animals, and I adore the community. Born and raised in Tyler, love being a part of that. We are so blessed to be part of this community. And now I'm just honored to be part of Pets for People.
Well,
and I get to get kisses all day long at work and not get in trouble.
I know. Okay, you have to wash up afterward. But other than that,
it's okay.
Seriously, it's like a high school yearbook of cute dogs, and I confess I'm a dog guy, but I think I've already found the one my wife is going to want, so I'll get with you after the show. But right now, as you alluded to at the beginning, you guys are kind of in a crisis right now.
Oh, it is. It is unbelievable. And we get to work. They're thrown over the fence. They're tied to the gate. Mm-hmm. We find them in boxes, like a litter of Great Pyrenees puppies 3 weeks ago. There were 9 of them in a crate left at our gate. So you never know when you get to work mm-hmm. what we're going to find. Now, the blessing in that is we have the facility to vet them and to get them healthy and help find them homes, mm-hmm. good homes where they're going to be taken care of, as opposed to just dumped out in the country and left alone. The hard part is it's just unbelievable the numbers that are dumped or surrendered now. Mm-hmm. And, of course, being a nonprofit, we're out there asking for donations.
Yeah.
August is National Empty the Shelter Month, mm-hmm. and we are planning big events for August 23rd to really celebrate that. Mm-hmm. But we want people to come out and see our babies.
Yeah, and my understanding is the city shelter is also
at
capacity as well.
It's true. I'm in communication with a lot of shelters throughout mm-hmm. the United States, and everybody is saying the same thing. We are full. We are full. Our funding is down. We need help. Of course, Texas is the number one state of overcrowding of animals
really?
And abandonment of animals. Mm-hmm. We do not have a spay or neuter incentive. We, of course, wish some of our tax dollars would go to help pay for that. Because mm-hmm. it's so expensive right now with people on limited incomes
yeah.
to spay and neuter. But that, in essence, is going to be part of the cure of this problem.
It's probably the only cure, actually.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. You know, I know we're always going to have those breeders and accidents are going to happen.
Well, sure.
But I'm really working with a lobbyist group to try to get some things changed, maybe mm-hmm. some tax money. It's baby steps. And
yeah.
you know how government is. It's yeah. baby steps. But in the meantime, we want to be there to support and help the community as much as possible.
Well,
we have adopted, and I interrupted you. I apologize.
No, go ahead.
We have even reduced our adoption fees. Their last on our larger dogs, 50 mm-hmm. pounds and over, is only $50. That
Ooh.
Comes with total vetting, spay, and neutering.
Yeah.
They're on heartworm, flea protection. We guarantee they're in good health.
Mm-hmm.
So for $50, it's $100 for our puppies. We make absolutely no money on our adoption fees because we pay more than that
yeah.
to have them spayed and neutered. But that, in essence, sets it up for a successful adoption.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, since obviously your husband was a vet, what does a spay or neuter cost out there in the private sector?
Oh, you're looking at anywhere from from what I understand, $500 to $600, depending on weight.
Mm.
Now, that's for dogs.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, you have to also do some testing before that. Heartworm positive dogs, you have to be careful with.
Mm-hmm.
Certain anesthesias. Cats are much less, from what I understand. A
yeah.
cat neuter, I believe, starts at $150,
okay.
and then a spay can go up even more than that. Vaccines, from what I understand, in the private sector are going to cost you anywhere from $60 to $120
mm-hmm.
per month.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got your heartworm protection
mm-hmm.
and flea protection. So we want to make it as affordable for people to own pets
mm-hmm.
as possible. We also partner with dog trainers. I know Judy from PetSmart is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Obedience Training has been coming out and helping teach us. Us, our kennel techs and myself included,
mm-hmm.
working with our dogs to get them trained and leash trained, whatever they need, whatever emotional baggage they come with. Because some of these dogs are just left out. We don't know their history.
Right.
So we want to make that adoption easy. And like I said, they can fit into the home. We are taking steps to work with CAPV. We've gotten phone calls to help with Pets for Vet,
mm-hmm.
which I'm so excited about. I love CAPV.
Yeah.
And we've
done shows with them. They're good people.
Oh, yeah. They're great. We actually are going to participate in their air show October 3rd and 4th. So both those days we'll be out there. I have helped them in different events that they've had.
Mm-hmm.
We partnered with them at their shootout. They come see us. We also work with the Andrews Center. And I'm just excited about reaching out to the community. And we just did City Fest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I love Tyler. Love the community.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great community. And I'll tell you, I'm one of those guys. And I think I'm not unusual in that. I can't think of a time in my life other than when I was a single guy you know, running around, that I have not had a dog in my life.
Yep.
You know, from the time I was a little boy until we just lost our old girl the other day.
Yes.
The other month. It's just a part of our lives. They're like another kid.
It is such a special part of your family. Mm-hmm. And of course, I always say we're such wimps because our dogs don't show pain like we do.
Right.
And no matter what happens, you come home, that tail's wagging. Mm-hmm. And they're such great companions. Of course, especially since I lost my husband, go home and I have two dogs, but one is larger and she's standing up, looks like a person over mm-hmm. the fence, you know, but always excited to see me. Loves the hugs, gives the kisses, and that's just irreplaceable.
I have a theory. My wife disagrees with me. If you're a person of a religious background, I think dogs were given to us as an example. This is how you're supposed to be.
Agree.
They forgive everything.
Yeah.
They love you unconditionally. They'll protect you if need be. Mm-hmm. They're everything we should aspire to be.
I
think they're a gift.
I love that theory. Yeah. I would have to buy into that. And of course, that I'm an only child, and the big joke is I married a veterinarian so I could have litters of dogs, cats, and kids. And prayers answered, I was able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I still love being out at Pets for People, being able to help these babies that cannot fend for themselves. We are supposed to be the voice, their mm-hmm. voice, and offer protection and stability and safety for them. And I mean, we just got to take care of them, open our hearts.
Yeah. I have to tell you, you mentioned something in passing earlier. I when we were living here before, we lived up in Lyndale on some acreage.
Mm-hmm.
And when people that live in the country who are listening to this, they know what I'm talking about. People just throw dogs away.
They do.
Cats too, but they just stop the car, toss out the dog, and leave. You know, they're not hunters. They're not, they can't fend for themselves at that point. They're just going to be, you know, a meal for something else.
I know.
And I've never understood sort of the casual cruelty of that.
I could never. I'm like you. I don't understand it. I just mentioned we have a litter of 10 puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And this mama dog, who is the sweetest thing, just amazing, was wandering the loop in the heat of summer.
Mm-hmm.
We've had her now this was about 2 months ago, and she wandered into a Walmart parking lot where she stayed for several days until a Good Samaritan brought her to us.
Oh, good.
She was expecting. A week later, she had 10 puppies, all healthy. Now, she is, unfortunately, heartworm positive. We will pay to vet her. We're going to get her healthy. She is the sweetest thing, the best mama,
mm-hmm.
and these puppies are adorable. They kind of look like the RCA puppy, white with the ring uh-huh. around the eye, and they're just the cutest.
We're showing our age, by the way. I know. People don't know the RCA puppy.
I know. I used the term Victrola the other day, and I thought, well, that really sets me apart.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's such an honor to be able to keep them safe. But in my mind, in my heart, I'm thinking, who puts out an expectant mama mm-hmm. on the loop in the summer and drives off?
In the very first James Herriot, All Creatures Great
yes,
and Small.
Yes.
In one of his books, he said he has never understood how you could look in the face of a dog who trusts you implicitly and drive away.
Oh.
And just leave them sitting there. Where are you going?
I know. Well, another, I guess, to me, I call it a horror story because it breaks our heart. But about 2.5-3 months ago, we had a person drive up in a truck, open the door, throw out the dog, and speed off. Mm. And the dog is chasing and crying the truck as he's speeding off until he went so fast, he left the dog behind. Mm. And we went out, of course, and got the dog and loved on it. It was skinned up, thrown out of the truck, and just broke our hearts. And I'm thinking, who does this?
I know.
It's just sad. Now, we have gotten that dog adopted and is good. So happy now. But it just sure. breaks our heart that puppy had to endure that heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
That's my master. That's my soulmate, right? That's what the dog thinks.
Yeah.
That's my person.
Yeah.
That's my human.
I got to have a home. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm good.
But door open, thrown out, and speeds off.
Don't get it. I don't get it. And I'm glad I don't, actually,
I
to
know.
Be honest.
No, I'm glad that there are more of us that care
mm-hmm.
and are willing to put ourselves out there for them. And we get the phone calls. Unfortunately, even though we're full, we get anywhere from 15 to 30 calls, mm-hmm. emails every day about abandoned dogs, people mm-hmm. that cannot keep their dogs anymore for one reason or another. The dog, mm-hmm. they're moving. All the instances are different.
Yeah, I was about to ask, what do you think is contributing? Since both the shelters here, you say the people you talk to elsewhere yeah. in the country.
Yes.
What is it about the summer? Why are you getting this influx?
Again, we're going back to spay and neuter.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't spay and neuter, your dog, your cat is going to go into heat. They're going to get pregnant because if you don't spay or neuter, you let them out, they're going to find a mate,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever, and they're going to have litters of puppies. Now with the
or they're going to find fun for the night. one or the other. Yeah.
The traveling salesman dog is going to come through. You know, that's the way it goes. But you know, life is expensive now. Veterinary care is expensive.
Sure.
Without
yeah.
the state helping us mm-hmm. with some tax incentives on these spay and neuter and vaccines, there are several mm-hmm. low-cost options, but they're booked up.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't call 3 to 4 months ahead of time and get your dog spayed or neutered, you're going to have a litter of puppies.
Yeah.
And then nowadays, there's so many. They're on Facebook. They're in the Walmart parking lot. They're trying to get rid of them. They can't. Mm-hmm. When they can't afford to keep them. And so they're dumping them.
They get dumped in front of my house in the country, yeah.
They're dumping them. Yes, unfortunately, we get so many calls from the country. Uh-huh. And there seems to be those roads or those homes, those cul-de-sacs that are the popular place that people know about.
Uh-huh.
And those are repeat calls. So well, it's happened again. We have a litter of puppies out here. Can you help us?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
I mean, literally, when we lived here before, we were sitting in our living room, and I looked out on my deck, and I said, honey, there's a Dalmatian out there. Somebody had left a Dalmatian.
Oh, my goodness.
In the middle of the country.
Yeah.
We took care of her. A lady in our church really wanted one, and
yeah.
we gave it to her. But still, I mean, who does that? I don't know. We're back to...
I know. It's a different mindset. And I have a personal opinion. I think that we are kind of in a disposable mindset. Some mm-hmm. of our people, our community is.
Mm-hmm.
And you adopt a pet. I see this. Mm-hmm. They're cute as puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're a year old, they need some training. You've got to take them out. You've got to walk them.
Got to housebreak them. Yeah.
Yes. I'm busy. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. So I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm through. Whereas probably we were younger.
Yeah.
You got a pet and you went into it for years.
Oh, yeah.
It was not a short-term thing.
It's your dog. It's your cat. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't disposable. You bought into that parenting and training and loving that pet,
mm-hmm.
becoming a member of the family.
Yeah.
Like you said, until your old girl passed away after like 13 or 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's how a lot of us were brought up. But nowadays, we have a different mindset and a mm-hmm. different part of the community.
Well, it's and we get warnings about it every year around Easter. People used to give little rabbits and things
yes.
at Easter. And you forget, that rabbit's going to grow up. And maybe you don't want a grown-up rabbit around the house. So.
Yeah, I know.
It seems like a cute idea at that point.
Well, it's kind of like ducks and turtles yeah. and things like that
mm-hmm.
we used to go to the pet store or Walmart used to sell or whatever years ago.
I had the turtles, goldfish, turtles, yeah.
Yes, I remember at the fair the fair, and you'd win a goldfish, you know, swimming around the little deal.
Yeah.
But they take care. You've got mm-hmm. to be responsible. And so anyway, I just believe personally that's part
yeah.
of it.
And I tell you what, I'm not really a cat guy, but when we lived in the country,
mm-hmm.
it's good to have a cat around. Cats are very useful. They're not particularly loving, in my opinion, but they serve a very good purpose around the house, particularly in the country.
Well, and then a cat, of course. I have a cat. And okay. I've always had cats, dogs growing up.
I didn't mean to disparage cats.
No. It is different now. Yeah. And all cats, just like dogs, have different personalities. Mm-hmm. Some are a little bit more standoffish. Though mm-hmm. Then there's those that won't leave you alone, that are right next to you purring the whole time.
Oh, okay.
But especially for someone maybe that is older, that's in an apartment, but mm-hmm. needs a pet, yeah. A cat can be perfect. You've got a litter box. You don't get outside. You don't have to walk them when it's icy, freezing outside yeah. or in the rain. Yeah. And it's a little easier to maybe go on a trip or mm-hmm. be gone for the day because you can leave some food and water out. Mm-hmm. Now, I love my dogs, but I love my cats too. So I can see where in each situation they would fit in.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point because, yeah, if you're going to go away for a week on vacation, somebody's got to sit with a dog or you've got to take the dog to a kennel and pay for that.
You can do that, you know, and of course, dogs going in and out. But say you're going to be gone 2 or 3 days, you have a neighbor that can come over, spend some time mm-hmm. in your apartment, love on that kitten, check the food, make sure they're using the litter box mm-hmm. because cats can get UTIs with stress. So any kind of any change like that can cause a problem. You know, check on them, let them know that they're still loved, they have not been abandoned. That sometimes a cat or a kitten can be a little easier for certain people. And sometimes a little less expensive because you're not doing all the training and everything, the PetSmart classes, the Tyler Obedience classes. You're not getting out and doing all these things.
Yeah. And nothing against the pet stores, but the real need is out there with you guys. To be quite honest.
And we are so honored to have volunteers. We just had a group of women come from Target. We've had real estate companies come and help us. We are amazing. They come out, they walk our dogs. We have the best cattery you can imagine. In fact, it's my de-stress zone. No matter what happens in life, you can go in there and just calm down. So we have great people that come out and help us. We are always in need of more. Okay. We love TISD and the schools around for extra credit hours, community service hours. Oh. We've had a number of high schoolers come out. Was honored to go out to the early college classes, mm-hmm. their science classes for TISD, and present some programs out there. And those kids that come out and volunteer with us are amazing.
What a great idea. I mean, if you want to get some extra credit in school, what better place than hanging out with dogs and cats?
Oh, it's great. They can just play with kittens. They can learn to leash train our dogs. And of course, anything like that is building on life experiences.
Sure.
And if a student is interested in science or possibly pursuing vet tech or veterinary doctorate later on with one of our universities here, then mentor with us. We have a veterinary technician on staff. She is willing to teach you, show you things. You can't really participate in certain things. Mm-hmm. But there are things you can learn and build on that, and that looks great for college.
Oh yeah, no, any volunteering looks very good on your resume.
Yes, it does
for college.
But we can't exist without our volunteers.
Yeah.
With as many pets as we have, we don't have enough staff to walk them all and just sit and play with them. Which we have these great visitation
areas. And you don't have, frankly, the money to hire enough staff to walk them all.
We don't. I mean, money in a nonprofit, especially something like this, is we're always asking, but we have families that come out and go to our visitation areas with their children, and they'll just play with a litter of puppies, spend an hour sitting out there and playing with them, and it's great. We need that help.
Well, but mostly you need people to come and adopt these animals.
You
need donations, obviously, and we'll make that pitch too, but I have to tell you again. Since my wife said last night, I told her we were gonna do this show, and she said, "You know, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready for another dog."
Okay.
And I said, "Well, you know, we live south of here now, but I said, let's come up on a weekend and we'll come, you know, we'll look at the dogs.
We'd love for you too. Yeah. We're honored. And we love for people just to come look around. Yeah. And my pitch is, even if you can't adopt, if it's not the right time in your life, come out and just meet them. Come out and just meet us. Spend some time with us. We love meeting the rest of the community. And even if you are not in a donation part of life right now, please like us on Facebook. Social media is huge, especially since 2020, when we were all inside and we were living on Facebook and checking up, texting with everybody. But the more likes that we get, the more followers we have, the more dogs we can post on there, the more success stories we can put on there, the more things we can educate the public with that we learn. So having those Facebook followers is unbelievable. We have events. Come out and meet us at our events.
And I'll tell you, when we adopted the last time from you guys, we were looking for a little companion. I bought my daughter a dog from Humane Society, and we were looking for a buddy. And my wife and daughter went up there, and they're talking to a couple of the employees there, and they told them what they were looking for. And she said, the two guys looked at each other and said, Bullet,
you know,
and they had the dog in mind for her, and he was this sprightly little terrier mix, and he was just perfect. You know, they knew their dogs.
Yes, we do, and we are so blessed to have incredible staff, and they're all there because they. I guarantee you, they're not there for the money. They are there because of their heart, and they are out walking in 90-degree weather. They're sitting in the kennel with them, loving on them, feeding them treats and snacks. That comes from pure love.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can't replace that. So when that's another reason I'm just honored to be part of this group.
How many jobs could you have? How many places could you volunteer where you get nothing but affection all day?
I know.
I mean,
it's a great thing, except for always asking for money. Of course, that's with any nonprofit
job.
That's my job. But in the meantime, I still get to take breaks out there and get loves and hugs and sit with a litter of puppies that are falling all over each other. And I mean, it's just, it's great.
I know. So let's make the pitch.
Okay.
The adoption includes, let's say it again, everything to get you started.
It does. It does. And if your pet, the one you choose, is a puppy or a kitten and not old enough for spay or neuter surgery, you bring it back. We set the date. You bring it back to us. We use our shelter veterinarian, which is Dr. Beard at Hideaway Lake, has been partnered with us for years and does an incredible job for us. And then we take care of the spay and neuter, bring it back on. That's on a Thursday. You pick up on Friday and don't owe a dime.
And I know there is, they have to be up to a certain age. Do you know off the top of your head?
Well, most of our kittens are between 3-4 months. Of course, it goes on breed and weight, and we want to make sure those growth plates are fused so you don't end up with arthritis later on is one of our guidelines that we use. You look at the puppy teeth to kind of see where they are, but we do want to spay or neuter them as soon as we can, just not too early. But also with male cats, you neuter them early. They're not going to start spraying your house if you want an inside one. Your female cat is not going to be looking out the window calling for a boyfriend. So we want to help them. Of course, spaying or neutering your dogs helps them calm down a little bit and helps them maybe not wander or dig or some of those things that we hear about.
So that is all a part of the price.
It's
along
all part
with
of the price.
The shots. Because I know there's parvo, for example, they have to be a certain age before that.
Yes, they do.
Really takes effect.
There is, because the state of Texas has changed some of their laws for this year. Once an owner adopts a pet from us, say we've given the first two series of vaccines, and they're on puppy vaccines or kitty vaccines, they're roughly about 3 weeks apart for a series of 3 to 4 vaccines.
Okay.
So if you adopt one from us, it has two sets of vaccines, you would need to be responsible for that third set, then coming back for us for the spay or neuter, and we take care of the rabies.
Okay.
And the rabies is included. So because we cannot do that once the dog is adopted in your name, we cannot offer the medication except for the spay and neuter.
Okay. Got it.
So, yeah.
All righty. If they want to get in touch with you?
We've got our website. It's petsfurfurpeople.org. Please call us. The phone number is there. Again, come out and visit us. Even if you just want to, you know, drive around the loop and your car takes that quick right and to go to the animal shelter and you think, oh, I've got 30 minutes free. Well, come spend a couple hours with us.
I know that'll do it. Holly Jones, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It's an honor to be here.
Get out there and adopt a pet. And we will see you guys next week.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.